The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Christ.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. For they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we do such an odd thing, smearing ash on our foreheads. To anyone unfamiliar with this ancient practice, to anyone seeing us after the service, say you go to Safeway, right? The smudge on our foreheads may at best seem quaint or simply reinforce the notion that Christians do odd, if not irrelevant, things. After all, how will a trace of grit on our face halt the conflicts among people or alleviate the poverty in our region or deepen within us a greater love and respect for each other and for all living things? What possible good can come from being smeared with ash from burned palm branches? With thousands of people throughout this region and many millions across the planet, we will walk in procession to a priest who will trace a darkened cross on the forehead and utter these solemn words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Why, someone might ask, why would you allow yourself to be marked with dirt? The very thing that most people wash off their feet, their hands, their children, their furniture, and their clothes. And why listen to such words as you are marked? Our biblical ancestors scattered ashes on the body as a public sign of grief, mourning the death of a parent, a spouse, a child, a beloved friend. They were a sign of mourning when one's business collapsed or your land and home had been confiscated or that we had lost a battle. For us, is there anything to grieve? Is there anything or anyone to mourn in your life? Alternatively, the sprinkling of ash can serve as a public sign of repentance, a move in a new direction by turning our gaze toward God and turning our attention toward a neighbor in need. Jesus taught that the two great and intertwined commandments are love of God and love of neighbor. Our liturgy today will invite us to make a right beginning of repentance. Repentance, so that we turn toward the Holy One who creates us and saves us. Saves us with mercy from eternal isolation and misery. Repentance, so that we can turn toward the neighbor we have wronged and do the difficult task of asking for their forgiveness so that we in a relationship can make a new start. I wonder, is there anything in your life that yearns for the holy healing of God's loving presence and mercy? Is there any dark truth in our lives, in your life, that needs to be acknowledged so that it might be washed away, might be healed, might be robbed of its power to diminish and weaken you? Or we may do another thing today. Smearing ash on our face or forehead can be a solemn sign of protest against injustice and the evil powers of this world which diminish and destroy the creatures of God. We might fast in solidarity with the many who are hungry, or petition God in prayer for our weakened planet. We might give our treasure to the poor as a small but powerful protest against society's casual comfort with human misery. I wonder, do you hear a whisper of protest within yourself? Do you hear the cry of protest within yourself? You and I will receive this ash, but we receive it in the sign of a cross, the joining of heaven and earth. That is your body, my body, marked with the cosmos and the earth from which we came and to which we will return. You and I receive this smudge that marks the truth of our mortality. To dust you shall return. And the still greater truth heard at the baptismal font, you are marked as Christ's own forever. So you and I will receive this ancient sign of death, this crucifixion, this cross upon which Jesus was put to death by the powers and principalities of his day, this cross which is the still greater sign of Jesus who has been raised and is with us, opening the future for us and for this earth. Jesus waiting to walk with Him through the opening into our future, with our grief, with our repentance, and with our protests. Together with Jesus, we can walk in the bonds of grace, walk together, not alone, into the streets out there, walk together into the tide of global fragility and human suffering. Walk, we pray, into greater love and respect for each other and for all living things. I know this truth. I am dust, and to dust I will return. And I know something else, for I've experienced it in my life and witnessed it in the lives of others, where we may sense only ash in our lives and this world. God is ready to make a new beginning in us, to raise us with Christ into unexpected, new, and full life.